The final days of the special election campaign in the 71st Assembly District have been busy ones.
Got more to do than we can handle, I guess, actually, but it's been very exciting, and I'm out there doing doors and talking to the people.
That's Republican candidate, marketing business owner Jackie Zahner, who says when she goes door-to-door, her party's property tax freeze is a hot topic.
I am very much in support of the property tax freeze that is in the budget, so I want to get in there and make sure that our property taxes and other taxes don't just keep growing to such an expanse and forcing our seniors out of their homes.
The effect of a freeze on local services and local control is the missing link in that message, according to the Democratic candidate. Louis Malepsky is a special prosecutor and former mayoral assistant.
The property tax freeze that the Joint Finance Committee proposed, that's being promoted by the Republican Party, sounds good on the surface. Your services, if you like the services that you are now receiving, they will be affected. It's just counterproductive. It's taking a problem that should be addressed by the legislature and putting it off for a future gubernatorial campaign.
Malepsky says voters are telling him they don't want higher taxes, but they like their local services and seem to want, he says, some compromise. Green Party candidate Amy Hart, who works at UW-Stevens Point, is not in a compromising mood on a property tax freeze.
No, I think it's something that local municipalities and school districts need to have that control over, and that's where that control needs to stay, at the local level.
Write-in Democratic candidate Joe Sizer is a Stevens Point alderperson. From where she now sits, a property tax freeze spells trouble at the local level.
I do not want us to raise taxes, but I do not want the hands tied of our local elected officials, because I think that's why we've elected our alder people, our village trustees, and certainly our town and town supervisors to make these hard decisions.
Tax freeze topics aside, each of the candidates in the 71st are especially concerned about health care and the cost of it. Job creation also gets top billing for the two major party candidates on the ballot. Renewable energy and the environment are key issues for write-in Joe Sizer. For Amy Hart, campaign finance reform and a new way of doing business in Madison are front of mind.
Because I would be the first green candidate in our state assembly and in state government, it would be so exciting because I would be able to advance some issues that maybe our current elected officials have been too timid to bring forward in the future, always thinking about future elections or what the party line votes. And so I would see my role as helping to advance some of those issues where we've been too afraid to say them out loud in the past, but also building that partnership and building the bridges between the partisan line.
Hart has the endorsement of Wisconsin Planned Parenthood. Republican Jackie Zahner is endorsed by Wisconsin Right to Life and the National Rifle Association. Democrat Louis Malepsky says Governor Doyle supports him but did not officially endorse him. But Malepsky does include Russ Feingold, David Obey, and Julie Lassa as formal endorsers of his candidacy. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.